Carlson, civilization is unraveling. Unrestrained violence and destruction effectively unchallenged by government authorities. By Jeff Poor on April 19, 2023. During his Tuesday broadcast, FNC host Tucker Carlson weighed in on the lack of a meaningful law enforcement response to crime in some parts of the country. Carlson deemed the phenomenon as civilization unraveling, given an inability to restore order. Transcript as follows. Carlson, as of tonight, inflation persists, the commercial real estate sector seems to be teetering. The U.S. dollar continues to lose its value. So, key economic indicators are, as they say in the market shows, worrisome. But on a more fundamental level, there are also danger signs. When young people are told by their leaders that work is a scam and that stealing things from other people is a human right, how do you think your economy is going to look in 10 years? How about your civilization? The answer depends in part on just how much idleness and theft you put up with. Any society that cannot declare unequivocally and with confidence that stealing is wrong has no future. When you let the mob loot, you are doomed. This is why we used to shoot looters, not because we hated them. It wasn't personal, but in order to defend the foundation of all that we have, which is private property secured by the law. Without that, we would be living in savagery and chaos. In Chicago, they already are. This is what America's second largest city looked like this weekend. Video clip plays. Carlson, there is no point to that. Nobody is benefiting. What you're seeing instead is civilization unraveling. Unrestrained violence and destruction effectively unchallenged by government authorities. The mindless breaking of things, the rage of stupid children. If you let that continue, there will be nothing left standing. Most people don't need to be told that. It's so obvious, it's intuitive. Would you let your kids set fire to the living room? Probably not. But the new mayor of Chicago, who is an ideologue and a racist, understands that these stupid children are his militia. When they destroy what others built, he becomes more powerful. Their destruction has a political use, and so he refuses to criticize them. They're stealing because they're hungry, he told us, like these were the widows of Richmond during the bread riots. Watch his explanation. Begin video clip. WGN anchor, is that the answer to loot? Because it's a form of reparations? To loot because that's how they can eat? Brandon Johnson, Chicago mayor-elect, the real answer is how do we make sure? The question is, how do we make sure that people can eat? Look, no one is going to condone, you know, behavior that, quite frankly, speaks to a level of desperation. WGN anchor, so, you're not condoning looting? Johnson, I'm saying that people are acting out of desperation. We don't want a society that is acting out of desperation. But you have to pay attention to the cries that people have, by ignoring. WGN anchor, so, you're not condoning looting? Johnson, there is no way to try to embrace that. What I'm saying is you can't condone the looting that corporations continue to do every single day when they take tax dollars from black, brown, white folks all over the city of Chicago so that they can turn a profit. End video clip. Carlson, they're trying to eat because starvation is a pressing problem in Chicago, but it's not. Obesity is a pressing problem in Chicago. About a quarter of Chicago high school students are overweight. They join the overwhelming majority of their parents. Obesity is the problem. The shortage isn't in food. And as if to prove the point, the same mob the mayor just defended reportedly tried to break into the Art Institute of Chicago. There is no bread in that museum. Only Chagalls and de Koonings. So, these are not people who are trying to feed themselves. These are people who are trying to destroy civilization. Destroy a museum, a symbol of our evolution. We shouldn't lie about this. It's very obvious, and if you let it continue, you're done. But Chicago's leaders are lying about it for political reasons. This makes them more powerful, destroying things that other people built, that previous generations created. Makes this new generation of vandals who add nothing more powerful. That's the whole point. A state senator from Illinois called Robert Peters called the riots a mass protest against poverty and segregation. Right. Chicago's outgoing mayor, the destroyer Lori Lightfoot, agreed. Watch. Begin video clip. Lori Lightfoot, D., outgoing mayor of Chicago. The vast majority of young people came downtown because it was great weather and an opportunity to enjoy the city. That's absolutely entirely appropriate. There are few that came with different intentions and they will be dealt with. But I'm not going to use your language, which I think is wrong, to say it was mayhem. End video clip. Carlson, right. So, you can bet that none of these destroyers will be hunted down like animals. Like the protesters on January 6th have been for over 3 years. Their lives won't be destroyed. Their families won't be hounded. They won't be banned from Airbnb. And yet, of course, what they did is far more destructive to our society than anything you saw in Washington in January of 2021. Their behavior is encouraged. So, what happens if you encourage this kind of behavior? If you cheer the mob rather than restraining the mob? Well, ugly and totally inevitable things will happen. Productive people will flee, innocents will die, and ultimately you will get from this mob racial attacks. All of that is happening in Chicago right now. All of it. Watch this woman surrounded and beaten this weekend because of her skin color. Video clip plays. Carlson, so, that footage was shared widely on social media. We didn't have to hunt it down, it came with the caption, "You may have seen it, yay, we get active." So, this was racist mob violence and we should not be surprised by that, this is what mobs do. The hive mind takes over. The lowest instincts take over and people who are different get hurt, often killed. This is widely known and has been for a long time. Just last year, in fact, Joe Biden signed the Emmett Till Anti-Lynching Act that made what you just saw specifically a felony, and he signed that too much fanfare. And yet, and this is the key, no one at his Department of Justice is investigating that video or anything that happened in Chicago over the weekend because they support it. Democrats approve of racial violence. They are stoking it everywhere. No, it's not your imagination. They want race hate and violence. Today, Joe Biden released a statement about a young man called Ralph Yarl. A teenager, a black teenager, who was shot after showing up to an elderly man's house in Kansas City. We don't know the details of this. There is much we don't know and of course, we feel for anyone who was shot. Including this teenager, but the White House didn't pause for a moment before drawing conclusions from this sad encounter and using those conclusions to further divide the country on the basis of race. The president said, and we're quoting, "No parent should have to worry that their kid will be shot after ringing the wrong doorbell." Well, that's demonstrably true, but of course, the president is saying this in order to further divide the country along racial lines and to tell a story that is, in fact, not supported by the facts, which is that black teenagers are murdered by elderly white people just for showing up on their doorsteps. Ralph Yarl, thank heaven, did not die from his injuries. He was just released from the hospital, but these kinds of mistakes do happen and they're always sad assuming this was a mistake. Again, we don't know all the details. This same weekend, a 20-year-old woman called Kaylin Gillis was shot and killed after her friend turned into the wrong driveway in upstate New York. A man shot her dead in the passenger seat, but there was no statement from Joe Biden and Kamala Harris about this. Of course, because Kaylin Gillis was white and therefore her death could not be used to further incite racial conflict that benefits the Democratic Party. Now, if you think that we're not giving our leaders enough credit, if you're wondering could they really be that cynical and destructive, unfortunately, they not only could be, but they are. And the effects, of course, are destructive always and everywhere. Over the weekend in Compton, California, needless to say, a Democratic Party stronghold. It's not hard to imagine a future in which there are no more gas stations because in California, mobs apparently can just walk into a store, including a gas station, and destroy the place, smash the windows and take what they want. We know that because it happened on Sunday in Compton. Now, this mob was not starving. No, they didn't steal food. They stole beer, condoms, and cigarettes. Video clip plays. Carlson, oh, it looks third world, you hear people say, but that's not accurate. Very few third world countries would put up with that for a minute. El Salvador is far safer than Los Angeles. In Los Angeles, criminals control the stores and the streets because there aren't enough police to respond. And of course, they know that perfectly well, and that's why the people who looted that store then did burnouts in the street while the store is being looted. Watch this. Video clip plays. Carlson, that's a public street. That's not a parking lot in a rural area. That's Los Angeles. You can't live in a country like that. No normal person can live in a chaotic, dangerous country like that, and so the normal, productive people will leave. They absolutely will leave. And not just Los Angeles, not just Chicago. All over the country, in the cities controlled by the Democratic Party. In New York, a man with 11 prior arrests just bludgeoned a female police officer with a bottle in the middle of the day. You're seeing the attack on your screen right now. And the sad news is, a lot of these attacks, and you see them online, if you pay attention, are racial, and that's the last thing you want. You definitely don't want people hurting each other because they're of different races. Not in a country like this, not in any country, but especially not here. This is not what we were promised, and yet it's what we're getting. As if to underscore that point, the rioting this weekend in Chicago began in a place called Millennium Park. If that sounds familiar, you're not from the city. That's because Millennium Park, Grant Park is part of it. It's the same place where Barack Obama gave his famous 2008 victory speech in which he promised a better future. Listen. Begin video clip. Barack Obama, then President-elect of the United States. It's been a long time coming, but tonight, because of what we did on this day, in this election, at this defining moment, change has come to America. End video clip. Carlson, change has come to America. Barack Obama was more prophetic than we knew. That was just 15 years ago, but today, we're seeing the change that Barack Obama brought to America. This is what it looks like. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.